The Todd Blanche confirmation story deserves more than a headline, because what happened in that Senate chamber over the last several weeks tells you a great deal about the current state of institutional norms around law enforcement independence. Blanche was confirmed 50-49, which means essentially every Republican who stayed in line mattered, and any single defection would have sunk the nomination. The fact that it was this close is itself significant. Blanche is not some obscure pick. He was Trump's personal criminal defense attorney, the man who sat at the table defending Trump in the New York hush money case and the federal documents case. Nominating that person to run the Justice Department raised immediate conflict of interest questions that even some Republican senators couldn't easily dismiss.
What's worth unpacking here is what Blanche had to concede to get confirmed. He rescinded a controversial $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund, a proposal that critics said was essentially a slush fund designed to fund investigations into Trump's political opponents, and he had to narrow what was being called a tax immunity deal. Those are not minor concessions. When you're giving those things up before you're even confirmed, it suggests the opposition had enough votes to be credible. The question now is whether those concessions stick once he's in office and no longer needs to court undecided senators.
That's the core tension, and it's one that will play out over the next year or more. The Justice Department under Blanche will face immediate questions about independence on any case that touches Trump's personal or political interests. The DOJ is already in the news today for refusing to refund a pardoned January 6th rioters' restitution payments, which is a legally interesting position because the pardon itself doesn't automatically undo civil financial obligations. The department is threading a needle: honor the pardon politically while maintaining that financial restitution to victims is a separate matter.
And separately, the Senate Homeland Security Committee voted 8-5 along party lines to hold former NIAID Director Anthony Fauci in contempt for invoking the Fifth Amendment. Fauci is 85 years old. The DOJ is now reviewing that referral, and legal experts across the spectrum are genuinely skeptical about prosecution viability. Invoking Fifth Amendment rights is constitutionally protected conduct. Using a contempt citation to punish someone for doing that is deeply contested legal territory. The politics are clear. The legal path is much murkier.
What ties these stories together, Blanche, the restitution case, Fauci, is a pattern of the Justice Department being asked to simultaneously serve the administration's political objectives and maintain credible legal standing in federal courts. Those two things are not always compatible, and Blanche's 50-49 confirmation suggests even his own party isn't fully convinced he can walk that line. We'll be watching every major prosecution decision out of Maine Justice for signs of which direction he actually pulls.